What's up, guys? This is Via with Via Talk, and it's been such a long summer. Sorry I wasn't here. I know you guys are like, we need a break anyway. Anyway, here with my good friend, my amiga, Christine, but I brought her back on because she has some news. So say hi.
Hi.
So she started a family business with her mother. And basically, she's doing something. She's still doing like medical spa work. But what is it now that you're doing?
So my mama and I have partnered together to create a functional medicine practice together. And functional medicine is a holistic approach, a patient-centered holistic approach to health and wellness, taking a deep dive in and looking at root causes of disease, illnesses, acute illnesses, chronic illnesses, and healing the body from the inside out and realizing that we are a system of systems. So you can, if there's dysregulation in one system, it's going to affect every other system in your body. So it's about treating you in your entirety, treating
so
all
like
your systems.
So like the nerve is the skeletal, yes, the muscular. Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Endocrine, respiratory, cardiovascular, like all our systems are related. So if something is wrong, traditional Western medicine looks at you and compartmentalizes you and treats you specifically for your symptoms independent, like as if they're independent of the rest of your body and
right.
The rest of your systems, where functional medicine realizes you can't treat one system without treating the body in its entirety, because dysregulation of one system affects every other system in your body.
Oh, wait, and make sure you brag. You're a nurse practitioner.
Yes, I'm a family nurse practitioner.
So that's important to say too, because one of the main reasons why I brought her back here, because one, first of all, I think that should be something that everybody should be able to go to instead of going to the primary physician. I feel like we should also have the right to go to you, right? Because like our insurance should be able to accept you, but it's like what you're talking about is something no one really talks about. Like everybody just goes to the standard Western medicine doctor, like their primary physician, or like they got blood work, they got to go to this or something. So like,
well, definitely for sure in Massachusetts. So, you know, if you go to places like California or down in Florida, New York, what we do as functional medicine providers, the Southwest is much more accepted. It's much more known. It isn't taboo. It's more mainstream medicine, because it's really about how do you live the healthiest? How do we help you be as vibrant and thrive in your life as possible? Where like Massachusetts is very run by the hospitals and
yeah,
the medical
General,
schools and
yo.
The pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies. And so they all have their own agenda that they want to.
Oh,
sure.
So does that mean that like, we can't use our insurance yet with you?
Mm-hmm.
So insurance won't.
Some things you can and some things you can't. So a lot of the medications that we use in, like if you've heard the, what about compounding pharmacies? So a lot of medications that we
going
use.
Way over my head on this.
Oh,
compound, honey. I haven't studied that since like ninth grade in chemistry.
Well, it's pretty neat. So and there's some phenomenal compounding pharmacies in Johnson's Compounding in Waltham, Massachusetts is incredible. But what compounding pharmacies are, pharmacies, they're FDA approved pharmacies, highly regulated pharmacies. And what they do is they custom make medications for the patient.
Ah.
So a lot of the medications that or supplements or peptides or things that we order for our patients to help them achieve the most health and optimal wellness, we have to use compounding pharmacies. So your medications that you use are specific to you. The doses, the quantities, the ingredients are specific for you, just like the ones that I use are specific for me. So each medication is like individually created.
Quick question though, is it medication or is it like supplements?
They're medications. So we use a lot of bioidentical hormones. We do a lot of bioidentical hormone replacement, which and that's all individually created for you. So this is a really cool thing. It might be off topic, and you can tell you he edits this, right? He'll edit it.
No, but I want you to say, I want you to continue what you were going to say for a second, yeah. But back again to like just this whole propaganda of like medication. Yeah. Everything is like medication. Mm-hmm. So you're saying even if we go a more healthy, organic way, this is still a medication?
Well, yes, but it's different. So for instance, if you went to your, say you were a woman and you're going through menopause,
right,
and your skin is changing, it's dry, your hair is changing, you have vaginal dryness, right? They're going to give you, and say you can't sleep at night, right? And you're having restless leg syndrome, you can't sleep at night. Your gynecologist or your PCP will give you, prescribe you medications, say like an estrogen patch or progesterone pills, right? That estrogen patch that they're prescribing you is made by a massive pharmaceutical company, and it's a synthetic version of estrogen. So it's not a real version of estrogen. It's not a natural.
And it's not tailored to my body.
And it's not tailored to you. Ah. And it's not, and it doesn't match your natural estrogen. The hormones that we use are bioidentical hormones, meaning that the estrogens and the progesterones that are in the medications in that you get at the compounding pharmacy are bioidentically the same as what's in your body. And this is a super cool thing, which reinforces the fact that we come from the earth and we are right? We are minerals. We're zinc, selenium, we're carbon, we're oxygen, we're hydrogen. We're the same thing as plants, as rocks, as trees, of stars, moons, you know, all that shit. The estrogen that we use, this is why I don't drink soy, right? Comes from soy plants. So the soy plant is a plant that has a high level of estrogen in it. And it creates, when you ingest soy in your body, it stimulates you to create estrogen. The estrogen molecules that are found in a soy plant are bioidentical, meaning the exact same as the estrogen molecules found within us as humans.
Wow.
So estrogen in the soy plant is the exact same as estrogen in a human. The progesterone that we use comes from yams. How cool is that? So yams, like all fruits, all vegetables, all foods have hormones, even right, fruits and vegetables. The progesterone in a yam is the exact same molecule makeup as the progesterone in our bodies. So we create these bioidentical hormones from yams and soy plants.
So then let me ask you this.
Which I think is super
cool. If that's
cool.
The case then, and we're needing, why can't we just organically eat, say, edamame beans or say yams?
So you can. So for instance, women,
you know what I'm saying? Opposed to actually getting the medication.
So women who have, you know, estrogen, women who have breast cancer, right? That's hormone-driven breast cancer. They can't eat soy, like that's off their diet because it creates estrogen in their bodies, and that extra estrogen, you know, triggers.
Yeah, it's gonna.
So of course you could, but how many yams can you possibly eat to give you enough progesterone to sleep at night? Like how much edamame beans are you gonna need to create enough estrogen levels in you where you have your vagina is lubed and your skin is soft and your hair is shiny?
Honey,
again.
I got two big yams
but
right here.
I'm just saying, like, so that's why we draw labs, and then yeah. I can see where your levels are, and then I can order the pharmacy to make you a cream that has
but
the
only
exact,
a compound pharmacy.
Yes, that has the exact number of grams of estrogen or grams of progesterone that you need
so
in your body.
So my estrogen and my what's it?
Progesterone.
Progesterone is different than yours.
Your levels are for sure. It's the same estrogen. Like we, it's
yeah,
the same
but
molecule
it'll be different
makeup,
levels.
But it's different
ah.
levels. So the creams that they make for me is different than the creams that they would make for you, if that makes sense.
Of course. All right.
And can I just say another thing that was really creepy and gross?
The real quick.
So,
okay.
So we're talking about those synthetics. Like your OBGYN would give you like a synthetic patch of just a synthetic man-made estrogen that the pharmacy makes that isn't naturally occurring, so your body can't metabolize it well. So you're going to get more side effects and less positive effects, right? Because it doesn't match your natural hormones.
Right.
And it's interesting. So this is just on a side note. So when they make like same thing with birth with oral contraceptions and birth control pills, estrogen birth control pills and progesterone birth control pills. Those are synthetic versions of estrogen.
We talked about that.
And progesterone. But this is even disgusting, Via. It's actually, so how they make, I'm not joking, how they make synthetic progesterone birth control, I told you about that.
Yeah.
Is it comes from horses' urine. So they have an average of 700,000 pregnant horses a year that they take their urine from, and they take that progesterone from it. And then that's what they use to make the progesterone and birth control that they're giving all these young girls.
This is so disgusting.
Isn't that gross? Like, no, I don't think anyone would take birth control if they knew that's where it came from.
So, ladies, you guys are taking horse piss.
Yeah.
Birth control. That's so disgusting. But honestly, you know something's wrong because, like, when they go in the sun, you can always see they're, like, they get, like, a 5 o'clock shadow. Like I don't, you could just see like different side effects somewhere in it because, but I bet a lot of you guys didn't know that. So if you're taking birth control, is it just all or
no,
like
it's
the
just
pills?
The progesterone. Yeah.
So, you're taking the pills, you're eating horse piss.
Yeah, pregnant horse piss.
Pregnant horse piss. Ooh. And then men, y'all eating the cat.
Off topic.
Oh my God. They just got so creepy for me. But wait, back to the estrogen thing, right? Do you think too now why so many were having such an explosion of feminine boys? Because a lot of mothers, a lot of these young boys are drinking soy milk. Like again, I don't want to devalue or degrade anyone's sexual orientation. I'm whatever you want to be. You want to be a unicorn, I'm here. Kudos to you. But I'm just saying, there's just been such an explosion of gay men, young boys. And I don't know, is it because also too, like what we're feeding our young boys and our, is it like?
Yes. And we also know that our environment is full of endocrine disruptors, right? Which you've all heard that like buzzword, endocrine disruptors. And so plastics, air fryers, artificial colors, like a lot of these things, these toxins that we're using every day, that we're eating every day, actually cause a dysregulation in our hormones, and they are creating an explosion of estrogen in young boys and young men. So there's, you know, there's so many more young boys that now that are like overweight, gynecomastia, like young boys developing.
A lot of them have man boobs.
Breasts.
Yes.
Yes, that's because they have so much estrogen in their body that they're taking in from like outside sources that are disrupting their entire hormonal balance.
Oh my God, this is wild. Okay, well, so it's we just got into an awesome conversation about this, but okay, first of all, what's the name of your new business?
It's New England Wellness Center.
And where is it located?
Hingham.
And again, you guys support her. This is a mother, just kind of like my coffee company, mother daughter, you know, this is a mother daughter business. And but one of the main topics that I brought her on here, and obviously, again, she is a nurse practitioner. So she's basically like, what's the difference between you and a doctor? I feel like you.
I think we're better.
I was about to say, I always feel like the nurse practitioners are smarter and better. The doctors are just like, I don't even know. I just feel like
we have a different education.
But you're like equivalent to a doctor. Correct or
we're
no?
We're different.
And you can prescribe medicine?
Course I can prescribe, but our nursing approach to our patient care is different from a physician's approach to his or her patient care. But I both can treat, we both can diagnose, we both can prescribe you medications, we both can order you tests. But when you're talking about things like functional medicine, like with what Susan and I do in our practice, this is not anything that any nurse practitioner or any physician learns in their traditional schooling. This is all education that you have to learn outside once you get out of school. You know.
Oh, so you have to continue your certifications
So there's an organization called A4M, which is the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I'm in their fellowship program. Susan finished their fellowship program, so they are probably the biggest.
Excuse me, brain.
They're the biggest national organization of functional medicine providers.
That's amazing. Congratulations. You're in their fellowship program?
Yes.
So honey, my friends would get smart. I love that. I love when my friends are smart and I can brag about it. Okay. The real reason, one of the real reasons besides all this awesome, we're getting, we want to talk about Ozempic.
Ozempic, and all the G1
yeah, LP Ozempic is Integris. Such like a hot topic right now because everybody's trying to take it. You see everybody in Hollywood trying to be like skinny. And I mean, ever since like Kim K deflated her ass and like took some ribs out, everyone's like, I want to be skinny again. Right. And it's like, I don't even get it. Right. Because it just so. And I see a few injectors now. They're not nurse practitioners. They're injectors. And they advertise Ozempic shots. And I'm sitting here like, are they even allowed to do that? One, you know, but then I'm like, okay. And I just know a bunch of people taking it. So here are some quick facts that we both know, whatever. 74% of people in United States are overweight or obese. 77% of people in United States are unfit for the military. 50% of people right now have diabetes adults. 30% of teens have pre-diabetes. Cancer rates have skyrocketed in young adults. 40% of young adults are on antidepressants. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's insane. But okay, so back to the Ozempic thing. But this reminds me of the whole COVID thing. Like, everybody's so quick to hurry up and like put a Band-Aid on and take a shot, like whatever, right? But like, my thing is like, and I keep saying it, go to the gym and eat healthy. Let's talk about even drug addiction is so high, right? But it's like almost like, okay, I'm not addicted to drugs, but I'm addicted to food. It's still an addiction. So it's like, it's like this rat race. So people, instead of actually going to the gym and putting in the work, or instead of going like whatever, and they don't want to get surgery, they're taking Ozempic. So it's like, what the fuck? And it can really, so tell us like the side effects. Macy Gray, by the way, was just put in the ER. Who else? You just said
Kate Moss's, Lily Moss's, Kate Moss's sister.
And she was already so skinny of Ozempic.
Yeah, of liver failure from taking Ozempic.
Okay, so what is the, like, what are the prerequisites and like, and what are the downfalls about it? And why should people not use it? Why should it be the last resort?
So how we treat someone's medical weight loss journey at New England Wellness Center is much more thorough than what I've seen other people doing in terms of just like
getting, taking Ozempic shots.
Yeah, from like, you know, finding someone online to just like send them like Ozempic
injectors,
shots. Yes.
Which is crazy to me.
You know, Ozempic and all semaglutide and Waverly, they all have their place, right? And they were originally designed to help people who, you know, have type 2 diabetes, who are, you know, severely overweight, to help lose weight.
Okay,
right?
But back again to type 2 diabetes. I only know this because my sister.
And that is, we know that is lifestyle.
That is
lifestyle.
Of course,
it's 100%
lifestyle.
That's
what I'm saying. So to me, if you know you have type 2 diabetes and you go to the doctor's diagnosed, stop eating so much. Like, go for walks and just put down the food and the alcohol.
Some people might not be able to stop eating, and this is why. And this, okay, be so.
So they're addicts to food.
Well, not yes, but there could be a biological reason. So your body like has so many hormones, right? We typically just think like, oh, testosterone, estrogen, but like there's hundreds of hormones floating through our body. And our satiation, our sense of hunger and our sense of fullness is driven by two hormones in our body, two hormones that you can measure with a simple blood test. So if you have a balanced level of these gut hormones, it will trigger you to eat when your body needs to eat, and then it will trigger you to be full and satisfied when you're full, so you don't overeat or you don't undereat. But again, as we talked about, a lot of people, their bodies are in dysregulation from the toxic world that we live in. So their hormones that regulate whether they're hungry or full are completely off. So some of these people who are overeating, right, who are thinking about food obsessively, who are addicted to food, right? Yes, you could say that's psychological and they just need to stop eating and go to the gym. Or you could do a simple blood test and you could see, oh my gosh, you have no leptin in your body. Leptin tells your body that you're full. If you have none of this hormone in your body's never going to know that it's full and you're going to keep eating.
Okay, two things though. So one, it's important to get blood work to understand.
Yes, because
opposed to just going to some doctor and being like, hey, give me Ozempic, zap me, right? Because then that could obviously...
Because you wouldn't even need Ozempic. So say you went... And yep. We drew your blood and, you know, you think about food all the time and you're constantly wondering where your next meal is going to come from and you can't stop eating, even though physically you're full, you still have this nagging urge to eat. And we draw your blood and we're like, oh, well, that's because you have no leptin in your body. And that tells you that you're full. There are supplements, not drugs, but supplements, nutraceuticals, supplements, different minerals, different amino acids that you can take that naturally would boost your body's hormone level of your hormone that tells you you're full. So if you have that high of a level, you'll at a normal level, you'll stop eating. So you wouldn't even need to go on Ozempic.
But this just has like, to be a United States thing. Like I'm telling you why.
Well, because we're so toxic.
I was about to say, because in my country, there's no, oh my God, I could just eat and eat and eat in other parts of the world. Either you're going to eat that day or that's it, or you're not.
So like, that's because we're surrounded by endocrine disruptors and it disrupts the hormones in all our bodies.
This is a United States problem.
Because we're living in like a toxic dumpster fire.
Yeah, because this is not like, I'm telling you guys right now, like you come to Guatemala, like you might eat in the morning and lunch and that's it. There's no like, no matter if you're leptins or you're like, oh, I'm hungry. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to bed hungry. That's just it. Like here, there's such an immediate gratification too, where like food is constantly being thrown in your face too. Like even if you look at all the commercials too, they're never showing you like, hey, you've been watching football too long. Get up and go for a 5-minute walk or go eat an apple. They're going to shove beer. They're going to shove fast food. They're going to shove all of these things. So it's like almost too like you're being brainwashed.
Yeah, well, look at kids in school. What are they rewarded with? Food. I mean, that's horrible. You should never use food as a positive reinforcement because then someone is going to associate
good behavior with food.
Or how I need to feel good is through food, right? Like I have never... Like, I think that as a parent is so important to never reward your child or with food or punish them by taking away food. Like you, because that forms an unhealthy relationship on both ends, you know, of
facts.
The food spectrum.
Okay. So what are the side effects of Ozempic?
Well, there's lots of side effects, you know, and unfortunately it's one of those things where we're really not going, and we have patients on Ozempic, you know, and we have patients at our practice on semaglutide, but they're highly monitored. We do extensive blood work. We give them supplements during their journey of taking the medication to, you know, to offset some of the side effects, because what semaglutide and these other and Ozempic do is they're dysregulators, right? So how you lose so much weight quickly is it's not like a fat burner. It doesn't increase your metabolism. It shuts off your desire to eat. So dysregulates your body's natural hormones. It dysregulates that. So then you literally don't want to eat. Food makes you nauseous. The thought of eating grosses you out. So that's why you lose weight. So
it's making you become anorexic?
Kind of, you know. But the problem is too, so now you're dysregulating your GI system. You're dysregulating.
But what is that doing for your mental?
Well, it's messing with your hormones, right? So there's, you know, there's problems too. Then when people get off semaglutide, you know, then their whole hunger, full, satiated, their whole system is dysregulated, if that makes sense.
That's crazy.
So we know it leads to like osteoporosis,
extreme. Why? Because it starts eating away at the bones?
Yep. Muscle wasting, because you're pulling so much nutrients, minerals out of your body, right? Because you're not eating, you're not getting those minerals. God. So they're like being pulled from your bones, pulled from your, you know, your organs.
That's why you see like their faces sunken. They look like Skeletor.
And there's no shape. They're just asses like completely flat into the thigh. Yeah. Like that, you lose muscle tone. It starts, you know, eating away at muscle fibers. And then of course it leads to what Macy Gray had and what Kate Moss's sister, Lily Moss, who was already a supermodel and super skinny anyways. They both had acute liver failure because, you know, your liver and bile is created as part of your digestion process, right? So this whole process, all your organs involved in your digestion are off. So it creates an excess amount of bile in your body, an excess amount of like liver enzymes, which are really toxic for you. And you can get liver failure from that, which is what happened to those two women.
Jesus. And then I also heard too, it can cause thyroid cancer.
Yes, because your thyroid's another hormone. So it's messing with, you're literally taking a shot. Like I said, it goes back to functional medicine, how we're a system of systems. You cannot do something to one system of your body without it affecting every other system in your body. And that's the problem with traditional Western medicine. They just look at one system and ignore every other system.
No, and that's the problem
too. So of course it throws off your thyroid. It throws off everything.
That's the problem too with injectors right now. I'm having a big problem because I'm seeing this with this injectors, and it's really making me like cringe.
It's
like
terrible.
They're advertising Ozempic shots and advertising, and everything is all about taking care of the fit, the outside, right? The physical and everything, like, you know, right? Oh, get Botox to look younger. Okay, that's great. Get lip flips, right? But they're never addressing, like you said, the internal. And it's making me really upset that these like injectors right now are just like, and I don't want to like, you know, throw shade. I want everybody to make their money, but it's like, I just don't, like, at least you're a nurse practitioner.
You shouldn't make money at the expense of people's health.
Right,
and that's what's happening now.
So you're they're charging $1,400 for these shots.
People are making,
and then you're killing them.
Money at, and then it's also like, are they going to follow you once you get off the semaglutide? Where are they going to be when you get off the semaglutide?
Thank you.
And you screwed up with your thyroid. Are they going to help you re-regulate your thyroid? Where are they when you get off the semaglutide and you've screwed with your, the hormones of eating? You know, are they going to help you re-regulate those? Do they know how to re-regulate those hormones? They probably don't, because they didn't do their due diligence in the beginning to do all those tests and to do all those studies. So now you're going to get off the semaglutide. You're going to have severe muscle wasting, right? And then what's going to happen? Boom, you're going to gain all that weight back anyways, right? But now
it's going
to
be fat.
It's going to be all fat.
Oh.
And then you're not going to be able to build that muscle back, because think about it too. A lot of these people who are taking this, you know, women our age, right? Like suddenly wanting to be heroin chic again, like in the 90s.
Chic, honey.
Like, you know, at our age, it's so, I mean, we have to worry about osteoporosis. Once you lose all that muscle mass, you're never going to build it back. You're never going to be able to build that bone mass back. So now now you're going to gain all that weight back. But like you said, it's not going to be beautiful muscle. It's going to be all fat.
Wow. That's crazy. So
I think we'll see lots of like bad outcomes in the
Then I also read too that Ozempic is making so much money. I saw this on Bloomberg that insurance is now want to cut of the money being made, because it's just like it's just sad again though, the culture that we're living in United States is such a, let me take a pill for this, let me take a shot for this, let me, nobody ever want, or again, let me go get a surgery. I mean hey, I got my breast, you know what I mean, I needed a 40-year-old tune-up lift, you know. But I'm just saying, like, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a saint and I haven't been under the knife, right? But everything is like, but I still go to the gym and I eat healthy and I go to farmer's market. I'm organic. So, like, I don't understand. Like, we're just living in such a culture where everything is all about.
Well, people are lazy, right? So
I've never seen the amount of laziness.
People are lazy, and like, and the, and again, going back to the difference between like working with someone with us who are functional medicine providers as the patient, it's a lot more work for you. Like you're a lot, you have to be a lot more involved in your own health, right? You have to be, you have to really care about your health and wellness, and you have to be a lot more involved because it isn't just about giving you a pill and sending you on your way. It's like, right, a lot more work for the patient, but it's a lot more work for me as the provider because I have to do a lot more investigating and I have to be so curious about what's going on inside your body, right? And really passionate about helping you understand what's going in your body and right, empower you with knowledge and education so you can correct it.
Right.
So that takes work where you, where doing Ozempic is lazy, but we know lazy never wins because the side effects of it are going to be terrible. Cause again, you can't be on it for the, you know, there's going to be a time when you're going to have to stop and you've completely screwed with your thyroid. You're messed up with, you know, other hormones. You've, you know, destroyed muscle mass. You've created osteoporosis. And, you know, like you said, you're going to gain the weight back and it's just going to be fat.
I don't even understand how anybody, if like they sat down and told you this, this can happen to you. I don't understand how anybody can be like, yeah, let me, it's like the blue pill, this can happen. Yeah, you'll lose a lot of weight, but this will happen. Or the red pill where, no, you're going to have to work out slowly but surely, yeah, go to someone like you, really like take the time for your health. Like, this is crazy to me. It's so mind blowing. It's really sad. Oh, man. So is there a difference between women Ozempic and men Ozempic?
No, there's no difference in the medications. There's different dosages depending on like your size and your weight and you know, those things. But it's the same medication for men. It's the same medication for women. It's just the dosing can be different.
Wow. So, guys, I hope you guys heard that. And after this conversation, hope a lot of you guys who just maybe like, you know, I got a few little rolls, whatever. Because I be seeing women all the time being like, oh, I want Ozempic. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what world you're living in, but men like something to grab.
I don't know, ask this one over here.
I mean, you heard me? Like, men like ass and titties. And I'm like, I don't know what happened, but like, what's happening?
They don't I don't understand
that. They don't want to feel your wrist.
I just thought, like, weren't we in, wasn't, like, a year or two ago, wasn't it, like, fits the new skinny or muscles are the new skinny and now we're, like, over
heroin chic
bums and muscles and now we want to go back to, like, the 90s, like, heroin chic look? Doesn't make any sense to me.
But we want to go to the mass Ave look. That's so fucked up to say, but it's true.
But that's what, I mean, you just, people on it, they don't look
healthy. They don't look healthy at all. They look awful. They look so awful.
Just very gaunt.
So we talked about that. We talked about birth control. Okay, so back to the birth control.
Yeah.
So, ladies, if you guys are taking the pills, you're basically taking pregnant horse piss frozen in a pill. Gross. Disgusting. And then if your man's having sex with you and he's... And he's giving you some, you know what I mean? You might have some horse piss, but the thought of that. So my question is how can, what's the alternative way for women so they don't get pregnant then, right? Or what's a healthier, because I'll be honest, I had lupus. So I don't have it anymore. Yeah. I haven't tested positive because I changed my whole diet, everything, right? But I couldn't have the hormones. Mm-hmm. So I had to put the copper.
The copper IUD. Yep.
Right, mm-hmm. Because it didn't have hormones.
There's that.
But
there's
the man I was with was kind of endowed, so.
Oh shit! Really? Could you?
I could feel it, and I was like, "Oh no, we gotta take this shit out." Because he was like, "Yo, what is that?" And I was like, "Yo, we gotta take it out." So I started regulating, obviously, my what do you call it?
Your period. You know when you ovulate.
So that's what I'm saying. So how can women, because I feel like that's a conversation a lot of women don't even know when they're ovulating.
They don't know when they're ovulating. They don't even know what ovulation looks like, what ovulation feels like.
So let's talk about that. What's it feel like?
For me, I mean, I can totally tell when I ovulate.
Me too. Like, I want to have sex all the time.
I have a little cramp and then I get like my fertile mucus. So yeah. Like you get your discharge yeah. of your fertile mucus. And it's very cool. So women, we only have one 24-hour window of a month that we can get pregnant. So,
wow.
So once the ovulation occurs, the egg drops, the ovulation occurs, and you have your discharge of the fertile mucus. And that egg is alive for 24 hours. So if you're a woman and you understand your cycle and you are in tune with your body and you know, you feel, you can see, you can touch it when you ovulate, you know that you have this 24-hour window. What the problem is, in a laboratory, a man's sperm has lived for 9 days inside a woman's vagina. So that's the longest they've. So a sperm, yeah. So even though we can only get pregnant for one 24-hour period a month.
So wait. If he comes in me, that sperm is still living in me.
Yeah. So if he came in you, that sperm could be alive with you for the next 9 days. That's the longest they've seen it live inside a vagina. So you just have to be aware.
Fellas, y'all better be listening to this. If you're an athlete, you need to know that sperm can be living up in there.
It can. So that's why, you know, that's why you would know, like, for a week, if you know when you ovulate, you know that say week to 10 days before you ovulate is the time that you can get pregnant. Once you ovulate, 24 hours after, that egg's dead, doesn't matter. He could come into you 100 times. You know, you can't get pregnant until, again, if you know when you ovulate, you have that window of like, say 7 to 10 days prior before, you know, that the sperm can live inside you. But there's one 24-hour window a month that we are actually fertile, that our wow. egg can get pregnant.
And I always say that to people too. I always say, like, I say that to my daughter, my close friends, the miracle that a human, that we're even here, like all the things that were against us, so the universe, yes. God, everything aligned for you to be born, for me to be born. Like, it is such a, like, miracle. And then when you start thinking like that about even your life and being like, wow, my life, me just being here on Earth is a miracle. Like, my dad's sperm had to fight.
Yes. Go back to that fight, right? So we always think, oh, you know, that it's the sperm. It has to, like, work its way up the, you know, vaginal canal and make its way to the egg. No, that's actually not the case. We women, again, do all the fucking work, because what happens is, which I think, again, is so fucking cool and so fucking beautiful. If you notice when you ovulate, Via, yeah, right? If yeah. you notice for, like, say, like a few days prior to ovulation,
yeah.
you start to get discharge, right? Yeah, vaginal yeah. discharge. And that discharge, as you get closer to ovulation, gets thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker to the day that you ovulate. It's almost like an elastic snot, right? Yeah. Well, this is so cool. In that discharge is little hairs, is little cilias. So in that discharge are all these little cilias, like little fern plants, and they all wave. And so that all that vaginal fertile mucus with all these little fern cilias.
So we're like waving to
yes,
the sperm.
We're creating an ocean current. We are creating an ocean current pulling that sperm. So the sperm's doing shit. The sperm's lying on a beach float, getting pulled up the vaginal river by our fertile mucus with all the beautiful little cilias doing all the work. And again, doing all the work.
Like, I just went up in that bitch and exploded, and that's it.
No, guys, like, oh, my sperm. No, your sperm did nothing. It just chilled there while my fertile mucus and its beautiful little fern-like cilias pulled you up the river of my vaginal canal. But, like, we're not taught that.
I can just see a sperm with sunglasses.
Yeah, like, relaxing on a beach float, drinking, like, a cocktail with a umbrella in it. Well, we're here. Come on, waving our arms and
tired. Give me a baby, bitch. Yeah. Give me a baby. I want a baby now.
So that's why it gets thicker and thicker, because the amount of that cilia keep increasing.
Oh my God, it's so funny. We don't mean a male bash, no, but damn, guys.
Y'all doing all the work.
But damn, when she's breaking it down like that, it's kind of hard to, like, I don't know, man. We're not trying to male bash, but when she's breaking down the biology, the chemistry, and we're still doing the work.
Yes.
That's fucked up. Damn, I don't know how y'all come back from that one. And this is medically, this is proven.
Yes.
But you're right, we're not taught that. I didn't know. This is why it's so funny to me, because it's not like when we're learning about this, we're always taught sperm.
If they taught us women about our bodies, we would be able to control our reproduction. We would have autonomy and we would be able to control how and when we reproduce. But they keep us in the dark about the phenomenal capabilities of a woman's body.
Well, yeah,
and they
because
disempower
they,
us
about
to
say,
our
and they
own
body
power,
shame us.
And then they body shame us. Like, ooh, gross, vaginal discharge. Are you freaking kidding? That's life. Yeah. That's what my fern, cilia's bringing the sperm up. Like, if I didn't have that, there'd be no... Humankind would cease to exist.
Oh my God. So that's crazy. You're right. They always talk about how the sperm is swimming, but they never talk about...
No, he's chilling, relaxing on his raft while we're...
We created the canal for you.
And we created the current.
We did everything. This is crazy. So again, though, all right. So this brings me to a totally different subject, kind of, but like politically with the whole, you know, Roe... you know, like versus, you know, just the whole abortion and everything and Trump and, you know, his views and whatever, right? If we were taught more and or about birth control, maybe there would be less, or about our bodies, meaning.
Yes, there maybe, would probably be less unwanted pregnancies, because you as a woman would understand how your body works, and you would know when you ovulate, and you would know when you're fertile, and then you would be empowered to either say, this is not a good time for me because I'm fertile and I don't want to have a baby. Mm. And then whatever man you're with would need to say, I respect that. Right?
But they're taking that power almost away from us by masking it with these birth controls, by masking it with condoms,
but isn't that how patriarchy succeeded?
Right.
By disempowering women?
Right. That's insane, though, when you think about it, right? Like, that's crazy. Wow. Mm. So, yeah, ladies. So, okay, so a young woman is, you know, getting ready to have sex, or just getting into her womanhood, or just even, I know a lot of women right now in their late 20s, 30s, and 40s, they still don't know, like, their reproductive. How can they get more in tune with their, I guess, like, understanding their body and, like, knowing when that one day is, or, like, knowing their own body? Like, how can they tell?
Well, I would say it's not secret. Like, you can read it. You know, you can learn about it. You can go to the library.
There's apps,
and
too,
get books.
Right?
Yep, there's apps. Like,
that you can download
it's
your...
It's not secret information. But, you know, I would also recommend, like, just, you know, taking time with your own body, meditating with your body. And again, like we've talked about before, like, and I don't know if this is like totally off topic, but like some women don't even know like what their vaginas look like. Like some women have never even looked at their vaginas.
I just watched
some
this.
Women
wait,
don't
wait.
Have never even masturbated.
Wait, wait, I just saw this on Sex in the City where Charlotte was like, oh my God. And then Samantha, who's like, you know, the hoe in Sex in the City. And she's like, you've never looked at your vagina.
Yeah.
And then for the first time, Charlotte is in Sex in the City and she puts a mirror down there and she finally looks at her vagina.
You should know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like. So then you can know if something doesn't feel right or
honey,
seems
off. You got to do that taste test, because if it don't taste good to you, it ain't gonna taste
good
to nobody.
That's what I'm saying. You should know what you taste like, what you look like, what you smell like, what you feel like.
Amen to that. But I feel like, once again, though, back to patriotic or just even religion, shaming women forbid, like, masturbation is a sin, or God forbid, like, touching yourself or your body, right? Like, the shame of it all, like,
yes.
Oh my God, you know? So it's like, we're not even taught that that's okay to do as women, or back again, to be sexual women, right? God forbid, like, you can't be a sexual woman now that you're a mother, ooh, you know, or you can't be a sexual woman, like, once you have a career. Like, you're a nurse practitioner, you're still very beautiful, very sexy, but it's like, I don't know, it's just interesting.
That's because society wants to compartmentalize women and they want to keep us as one thing. They just want you to be one dimensional, where women, we're multifaceted and multidimensional, and we can have many, many sides to us.
Right.
So,
okay, we talked about Ozempic, we talked about birth control. Okay, so what about men now in understanding, say, is there a certain time for a man, like when they're more fertile? Is that?
Well, of course, like you're, of course, like
the testosterone
quality of sperm goes down as, you know, as men age. Yes, they're constantly making new sperm, not like women. When you're born with the number of eggs you're going to have mm-hmm. for your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Where men are constantly making sperm, right? You know, but they know just as men age, and depending on the man's lifestyle, right, drinking, smoking, not eating well, et cetera, affects the quality of the sperm that he's producing. You know, so you want to look at that too when you're like looking for a mate, like looking for like a partner, right? You're going to get like the quality of the sperm.
Said this before. You don't want to have nightclub babies. Like meaning you met at the nightclub with a bunch of drinks.
Yes.
And then before you know it, your baby's a nightclub baby. You know what I mean? You want to have a very sober child. You don't want to have, because there's a lot of people that I mean, and I hate to say it, but back to just kids even being born with just got like with autism and all that stuff. A lot of people are being born under not very healthy.
Because their parents aren't healthy.
Because their parents are healthy. Yeah, we talked about this before.
And the world
yeah.
we live in isn't healthy, right?
Right.
So, you know, so. It takes a lot of work to be healthy, and unfortunately, and not, and unrightfully so, it takes a lot of money in the world we've created to be healthy.
Oh my God. Which is, I mean, food is right now, to eat healthy
is exorbitantly expensive. To live in communities without pollution and open grass and walking spaces takes luxury and takes money and takes affluence. To be able to afford someone like myself who can do blood work for you and you know, help you heal chronic diseases and chronic illnesses and help you live a vibrant, healthy, thriving life.
It's expensive.
Like, it's expensive. Like, it's criminal that to be healthy is like a luxury that is afforded to so few.
That's really sad. So... on an average, let's just say I'm trying to be more healthy with you because we talked about your practice and what you do. What is a realistic budget for like a woman or a man to have? Would it be like $1,000 a month?
Well, again, it depends, because the great thing is that, you know, where everyone's on their own health journey. Everyone is on their own wellness journey, right? So it can be as involved or as simple as you want it to be, in terms of like what you do, supplements you take, you know, money you spend, memberships at gyms, yoga studios, you know, etc. So it's, you know, it's about trying to fit it into your life and your lifestyle.
Okay, so once a woman hits 40, what are some things that you recommend? Let's say 35 and up as a woman, some things that you recommend that women should start taking. Like I noticed we went away and I was like, what are you doing with your thigh? Her hand was in her and she was like, oh, I'm rubbing
my... my hormones, yeah.
I was like, girl, what is happening? We're not that close yet. Right? And she was like... I was like, what are we doing right now? And she was like, oh, I'm rubbing my estrogen, right?
Estrogen. Because as women, you know, our hormones start to decline in our 30s. They start to decline
our 30s. So that's a priority. Then let's just say a woman, say, in her 30s, she should think about coming to see you.
Yes, because perimenopause, like the before you actually reach menopause and stop your period, perimenopause can be a 15-20 year journey. Like,
no,
it's
way.
A,
so yes. You can start that in your 30s?
Yes, like you're like the hormone decline.
Oh wow.
The, you know, the thyroid decline, the decline, right?
So, oh wow.
And it's like anything, the quicker, the sooner the intervention, right? The less you need to regulate it or correct it.
Okay, so you're saying that a woman, when she reaches her 30s, it'd be in within her best interest to come see somebody. Yes, like
to get
you.
get a baseline blood work. Like, you know, where are you? What's functioning optimally? What may be functioning suboptimally? What needs a little adjustment? So then you can sail through like the next 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years feeling great.
And what about men?
I mean, it can be the same thing for men, but everyone's different, but you know, same thing for men, their testosterone, you know, their hormones, their thyroids, everything starts to slow down.
Why is it though women, they say sexually peak in their 40s and then men, like, why is it, it seems that women as they get older, just way more.
I personally, for me as a woman, I think it's because it takes women a lot longer to be secure in who we are and be confident enough to be true to ourselves and own and feel empowered in our own femininity and our own sexuality. Going back to society has told us from the time we were born that there's something wrong with it, right? And we should be ashamed of it. So I think for women, it's that journey of, you know, don't you feel like now you're feeling really confident in, you know, as you get older, as in who you are?
Honey, I always thought I was that bitch.
Yeah, you're a rare case.
I'm like, I always thought I was the one. So I'm like, I was going to put it on him at 20 and I'm going to put it on me at 50 or 60.
But I think for a lot of women, it takes that journey a little longer.
So you're saying the reason why you think women reach their sexual peak.
I'm talking about for me. You know, I can only speak for myself.
Yeah, but let's just think back. Don't you kind of agree you've always been pretty good sexually? So like,
I'm amazing sexually. I'm magic. I know that I bring. But
you better talk it, girl. You better talk that.
But I would say now in my life now at 49, I would say I have the best sex I've ever had in my life.
So you were magic, but now you're platinum magic.
Now I'm like, yes, magic, magic on magic.
I don't know. Like for me personally, I just want to right now in my 40s have sex all the time.
Oh, I constantly want to have sex. I can't wait to leave here and go drive and have sex.
And I don't know if it's because when I was raising my daughter in my early
20s. I think that's part of it too. Like you were so consumed at doing everything like and being everything for everyone else.
Being a single mom,
now you have your own time. You have your own space. You have your energy back. You have your body back. You have your time back.
Right.
So I think for a lot of women, you know, there are, say their 20s or their 30s are spent raising families,
kids.
So now that their kids are older, you know, it's like, okay, now it's time for myself. Now
I can be a hoe again.
Or you just have the space, you have the time, right?
Right. That's
true. You were never not a hoe, so don't play like you weren't a hoe when your daughter was younger. And now you're like, I just rediscovered my hoe card.
No, honestly, when I had Chanel, I couldn't be. I was too busy raising her.
Well, yeah, so now.
I was like, Jesus, I mean, she's cock blocking.
So now you can be a hoe, which is, I think, for a lot of women. You know, Ken, like you're more financially secure. You're secure in your career.
And you can
right?
create more like guess like for me, like when I there's a whole like love language. Like I'll cook for him. Like I'm wearing something fly and sexy for him. Like, yeah, you're right. So I'm creating this whole, I can't do that. I've got a baby crying in the other room. And it's like, then you don't feel sexy and you can't be walking around your super hoe outfit because your kid's going to be like, mommy, what's that?
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of factors.
Yeah, a lot of factors. Ah, you're right. That makes sense. So environment and just where you are in your life. That definitely makes sense. Okay, so Ozempic, guys, do your research.
I would say do your research. And it's anything that's too good to be true is too good to be true. I don't think it's a great quick fix. I think the negatives for a lot of people will outweigh the positives. in terms of like, yeah, you're going to be super skinny quick, which I don't know why anyone wants to be that way anyways, but there's going to be a whole host of complications.
Liver, you can get liver, thyroid cancer, I heard it can mess with your eyesight.
Because it dysregulates your hormone. Again, it goes back to you are a system of systems. So you can't fuck with one system of the body without it fucking with every other system.
Yeah.
So remember that about yourself. You are a system of systems. If you dysregulate one system, it's going to dysregulate every system.
Everything is connected. We're connected.
And we're connected
to the earth, to the universe.
And we're connected to each other.
1,000%. That's so.
So, I mean, maybe the fact that the earth is so dysregulated and so toxic is leading to us being so dysregulated and so toxic as a people. Like, how deep and far does this go?
And back to the cancer thing real quick before. So they say cancer right now is really high, right? Mm-hmm. And I actually, and I am going to do shameless plugs about my coffee. So I think they said Starbucks is going to do, I think 50 or 500 million or something just on pumpkin spice.
Oh, gross. Right? It's probably like artificial flavors in there.
Everything in it, right, is so bad for you, right? So this is back again to what I always try to preach about my coffee, right? And like your coffee shouldn't have all these sugars, shouldn't have all these syrups, shouldn't have all these milks. And every time you put like that fake caramel, that pumpkin stuff, first of all, pumpkin spice, there's no even pumpkin in the Starbucks thing. It's caramel with a mix of other chemical that's a spice, that's something, and it's just all messed up. But back to the cancer thing is that they really targeted these college students. A lot of you guys, the first thing you wake up in the morning is you're having all these sugars and syrups and
stuff.
Yeah, so
bad for you.
So, you know, again, like, yeah, obviously I own Via Guatemala Coffee and I would love for you to buy my coffee and whatever. But just I want you to think about what you put in your body first thing in the morning. Stop also bringing your kids to Dunkin' Donuts and getting donuts, glazed donuts and like coffee with sugars. And you're giving this to like your 10, 12 year olds. I'm seeing like it's disgusting. So think about this. You're already giving your kid diabetes. Like, so when they're like, oh my God, I need another coffee. No, they're having a sugar.
And caffeine stunts your growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
Perfect. So. Yeah, thank you. So in Guatemala, my people are short. Why? Because we're literally giving coffee when we're like two. They're like,
that's probably a reason.
It's true. It's an abundance. You know what I mean? I really didn't start drinking coffee until I got older, right?
You shouldn't. Like, not till like you're after you've gone through puberty.
Right. So I'm just seeing this whole like coffee culture right now where they're brainwashing you and just throwing all these different like macchiatos, vanilla something, all these syrups, all this stuff. It's just awful for you guys and it's giving you and your kids cancer. So yes, shameless plug. When you buy coffee, buy my coffee and brew from home, save some time. But just.
And it's so good, you don't need to add all that shit to it.
Period.
Yeah.
And just get a nice almond milk, okay? Or oat.
Yep, unsweetened oat milk is really good.
But just think about that too. What you put in your body first thing in the morning is gonna. And you, like you said, I want to use your word, regulate your whole, it's going to be, you know, because think about this, why they call it your nighttime, you're sleeping, your body is fasting all those hours, you're fasting. So when you break fast, the first thing you don't want to break fast this is with like creams and sugars.
Well, and just going back to regulation, like when you just said going to sleep, right? The reason that they tell you to, you know, get off a device, like a blue screen, like an hour before you go to sleep, because it is known that the blue screen disrupts your body's melatonin production. And what's melatonin? It's the hormone your body makes that allows you to sleep. So when it's time for you to go to bed and you get tired, your body produces a hormone called melatonin. And that's literally your sleeping hormone, right?
I have a couple of friends right now. Y'all need to hear this because you guys be on your phone so much at night. You even sleep with your phone next to you.
So it stops your production of melatonin.
And even my kid, my daughter, I tell her all the time, literally the phone is next to you. Let me tell you, my daughter now is grown. She's 24. And I tell anybody this, even my man, I'll say, listen, honey, I don't know what to tell you. My phone, I don't even have it in my room anymore. I have it way somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't care who's calling me. Sorry, there's an emergency. I'm sleeping. I just am not answering my phone. I don't even want it in my room because that's how serious I am about having that like peace of mind.
Yes.
And I have friends right now, and you know, I've even told her, honey, like you got to put boundaries up. Like, you can't have people calling you all night with their problems. You know, and then same thing, I have, you know, somebody really close to me. He's always on his phone. And I always tell him, like, babe, like, get off your phone. Like, I don't think people, and my daughter, you know, kids today, they're always on their phones. It's insane. So, yeah, we're not even talking about that. Sleep regulation, how that's fucking with your hormones. Yeah,
the blue screens screw with your hormone production, too.
So, basically, we're just screwed.
Yes. Then we can go down the rabbit hole of the conspiracy theories. So is it a design on purpose?
And if you're going to stay
up. Yes, right? Yes, it is.
And if you're going to stay up late at night, subscribe to Via
it's
Talk.
It's all part of their plan, isn't it? It's all part of their plan.
Subscribe to Via Talk if you're going to stay up late at night. And go down the rabbit hole.
Fuck with your melatonin. Watch her podcast.
Watch us pretty ladies drop some gems on you. You know what I mean? If we're going to at least get something out of it. If you're going to be on, be like, ooh, let me be on YouTube at 3 a.m. Subscribe today, honey. All right. Well, thank you so much, babe.
Thank you. I love being out here.
This
just sounds like when we go out for dinner. We just have this exact same conversation. So.
Wait. And what's your website?
NewEnglandWellnessCenter.com.
And where can they find you?
We have Instagram. Yay.
Yay.
N-E-U.
No, but where are you located?
Weymouth. No, sorry. Hingham. Hingham.
Okay, so located in Hingham. And the website
is NewEnglandWellnessCenter.com.
And that's in New England Wellness Center is the Instagram, right?
It's N-E Wellness Center.
N-E Wellness Center. So tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you got some extra money, because listen, you could go buy alcohol, you could go buy whatever. If you could do all these things prior, or you could stop doing that and maybe save $500 to $1,000 a month or whatever, and maybe start going to someone like her and really taking control of your body. I know for me, as a single person, I pay about $650 or $700 just on groceries because I like to eat very healthy or organic. It's a lot of money, and I know not everybody can do that, but I don't buy alcohol. So I use my money in different ways.
People, the amount of money people spend when they like buy those Starbucks drinks a day, like those things. I mean, I don't. Last time I set foot in a Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts was decades ago. But those things must cost like $8 or $9.
So think about that. Yeah, it's every single day. If you're spending $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 a day just going to a coffee shop, that's money that you can save, brew from home. Money you can save to invest in your health and what she's doing, or just buying organic. Like, so if you can't afford her, you know, like, invest in your health by starting going to the gym, a nice gym. Go there and eat healthy. So you don't have to take Ozempic, guys. Because, like, as you guys know, you guys have been following me a lot. I'm big on going to the gym. I've been saying this since forever a day. I'm big on eating organic and healthy. You can see it in my skin. Like, my hair, like, honey, I mean, I don't want to brag, but besides DNA, this is work, though. You know what I mean? Besides DNA, this is work. Like, you too, this is work. Like, this woman is 49. This is work right here. You put in that work. So kudos to you. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.